You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Well, it is now time for a word from the Lord, my brothers and sisters. You know God's word will bring you victory each and every day of your life. The Bible says in Matthew 13:23 that he that receives the word and understands it will bear fruit in his life, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. So each and every Sunday, I want to give you the opportunity to receive and understand God's word by bringing you one of God's anointed teachers, preachers, ministers, or evangelists. And today we are truly blessed. We've got evangelist Pat Montgomery in the studio with a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be in Radio Land lifting up the name of Jesus one more time. What I'd like to ask of you this morning, if you would just bow your heads, close your eyes briefly as we go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father and that you care about what happens in our lives. You are Jehovah Jireh. You provide all that we need. And you are also Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. And Lord, as I think of Jehovah Shalom right now, I remember the Broaddus family. Lord, I thank you for my leader, Apostle William T. Broaddus. Lord, I thank you for the entire Broaddus family, that you would be with them right now as he's gone home to be with you. Bless all the sister churches, every church that's open in the name of Jesus, every soul that needs to be saved, because he truly believed in evangelism. So, Lord, I lift this prayer up to you, knowing that you're able to dispatch your angels to lift up bowed down heads, strengthen right now, and let the joy of the Lord be our strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, we want to talk a little bit this morning about death and how, even though it saddens us when it comes, especially a loved one, we have to remember that when we belong to Jesus Christ, he said he made us in his image and in his likeness. And when we belong to him, that also means that we will never die. You see, God is eternal. And believing in him and being a child of his, we will live eternally with him because he's coming back to get us someday. But in the meantime, he wants us to walk out our Christian salvation. The Bible reads in the book of St. John, and I'll just read a few verses for you. I will be moving quickly, and I'll be moving to different books and select scriptures. But if you would just stay with me, we're going somewhere. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, in this beginning, where we see the Word was with God, the Word here is talking about Jesus Christ. He's always been with his daddy. So we're going to go through and we're going to map out how, even if you die, if you die in Christ, you shall live in the name of Jesus. Now, I have a few scriptures such as James 4:14. It says, what is life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then vanishes away. Job asked a question in Job 14:14. If a man die, shall he live again? It is my desire and my goal through these words during these few minutes to answer those two questions. Yes, yes, man that lives in Christ and died in Christ shall live again. We see over John 3, verse 36, he said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God will be upon him. Matthew 25:30, it says that that person that does not believe in Christ will be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We look down at 2 Corinthians 5:10. It says that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, hallelujah, according to those things that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And according to Revelation 20:15, whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was found cast into the fire. So, my friends, it is very, very serious that we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1, 6, and 8 says, for we know that if our earthly house, our bodies were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, hallelujah, eternal in the heavenlies. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident also, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, death for the true believer is a separation of the soul from the earthly body to go to be present with the Lord. While his body sleeps or remains in the grave, at the coming of Jesus, the catching up of the church, which is usually referred to as the rapture, we will meet him in the air. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain left behind will be caught up to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. And in doing so, my brothers and my sisters, we will be reaping eternal life for ourselves. There will be no more crying, no more dying, no more sorrow, no more death. The Bible says, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. Therefore, according to 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of glory, Jesus, shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He is this King of glory. Make sure, be very sure that you have him for yourself. God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.